Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes. Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS casino experience, and more. I'm Michael Movestro. Michael Traeger is out today, but he will be back next week. But what we do have for you is some interesting developments in Vegas news. Also, we'll be doing some articles to video. But if you're listening via audio, then article to audio podcast. So it'd be more enhanced than if you were just reading the article. So anyway, that's what I got for you today. So we're going to go ahead and get started. It is time for the news and views. Available for stays beginning in September 2024, all 4,000 suites in the Venetian Towers, including signature suites, will be completely updated. The new suites are inspired by the traditional ornate costumes of the Venetian Carnival, infusing energy, spirit, and warmth in a contemporary, fresh design. Beyond the accommodations, the redevelopment delivers first-class offerings to Las Vegas, including the addition of exciting new chef-led culinary concepts, to be announced later this year. In addition to first-to-market entertainment, the redevelopment presents new gaming offerings including the Palazzo High Limit Lounge, the fully redesigned sportsbook, complete with a multi-year naming rights partnership with Yahoo, the Yahoo Sportsbook powered by William Hill, and a brand new poker room that will debut this summer. As part of the redevelopment, the Venetian Resort committed to investing $188 million in renovating the resort's convention center. Inspired by the needs of the property's long-standing group of guests, key design elements will include an elegant new color palette that presents an upscale departure from the traditional convention spaces, luxury lounge spaces for meetings, and innovative new technology that aims to lead the market. The redesign will begin this summer. And that's going to do it for the news. So Venetian is renovating all 4,000 of their rooms. They're also renovating the convention spaces, and they're renovating just about a lot over there. They've got four new establishments that's also come into the fold. So they're doing a lot. This is all for their 25th anniversary. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary this month. So they decided to touch the place up, give it a bit of a makeover, do some of the colors differently, and sort of give it a bit of a new face. I'm sure the things that we admire about the Venetian, like the painted ceilings with the artwork and things like that, are sticking around, so don't worry about that. Okay, that being said, what we're going to be doing now is going into some of the articles that we published this week at Travel Zork. We published a lot of articles this week. I think we're on article 6, 7. And we have another one coming tomorrow. So I've selected a few of them for this episode, and I do hope you enjoy. Let's go ahead and get started. Las Vegas offers an array of experiences for every traveler, but also a range of resort fees for every traveler. From world-class casinos and shows to luxurious resorts and vibrant nightlife, there's something for everyone. However, there's an additional cost to consider beyond the advertised room rates: resort fees. Resort fees, also known as amenity fees, are daily charges added to your hotel bill, covering access to various amenities and services. While these fees can add up, understanding the landscape can help you navigate your budget and make informed decisions when booking your Las Vegas stay. Navigating the Strip, Resort Fee Roundup. The famed Las Vegas Strip, home to iconic properties like the Bellagio, Caesar's Palace, and the Venetian, generally sees consistent resort fees across major hotel groups, Caesar's Entertainment properties. Prepare for a 45 plus tax per night resort fee at renowned locations like Caesar's Palace, Bally's, Paris Las Vegas, Planet Hollywood, Flamingo, Harrah's, The Link, and Cromwell. MGM Resorts, expect a similar 45 plus tax per night fee at MGM's impressive portfolio, including Bellagio, 50 plus tax, Aria, 50 plus tax, MGM Grand 45 plus tax, Mandalay Bay 45 plus tax, The Mirage 42, Park MGM 42 plus tax, New York New York 42 plus tax, Luxor 37 plus tax, Excalibur 37 plus tax, and Cosmopolitan 50 plus tax. Independent properties. Luxury resorts such as Wynn Encore 50 plus tax, The Venetian Palazzo 50 plus tax, and Resorts World 45 plus tax. Other strip hotels, like Treasure Island, Tropicana, Stratosphere, and Circus Circus, charge slightly lower resort fees, ranging from $35 to $41 per night. Downtown Delights, unveiling resort fees, Downtown Las Vegas, known for its vintage charm and Fremont Street experience, offers a range of hotel options with varying resort fees. High range options, Golden Nugget, 39.50 plus tax, and Circa, 44 plus tax. Mid-range options, the D Las Vegas, 29.95, Downtown Grand, 35 plus tax, and Plaza Hotel and Casino, 25 plus tax. Budget-friendly choices, Binion's and Four Queens, 0, California Hotel and Casino, and Main Street Station, 25.99 plus tax. What's included? While resort fees can seem like an added expense, they often cover amenities that enhance your stay. Wi-Fi access. Stay connected throughout your trip with complimentary internet access. Fitness center. Maintain your workout routine with access to the hotel's fitness facilities. Pool access. Relax and soak up the sun at the pool, a staple of the Las Vegas experience. Local calls. Stay in touch with ease thanks to included local calls. Additional perks. Some hotels may offer additional amenities like boarding pass printing, daily newspaper, or even casino credits. Pro tip. Always check with the hotel directly to understand what's included in their resort fee, as offerings can vary between properties. Planning your trip. Budgeting for resort fees. When planning your Las Vegas adventure, consider these tips for navigating resort fees. Factor in the fee. Include the resort fee in your overall budget to avoid surprises. Compare options. Research and compare resort fees across different hotels before booking. Look for deals. Some hotels may offer promotions or discounts on resort fees, especially during the off-season. Consider alternatives. Downtown Las Vegas generally offers more affordable options with lower resort fees. Remember, resort fees are a reality in Las Vegas, but with careful planning and research, you can make informed decisions and enjoy a memorable experience without breaking the bank. The Bourbon Room at the Venetian in Las Vegas, inspired by the legendary Sunset Strip clubs and the Broadway hit Rock of Ages, was a celebration of the 1980s rock scene. The venue featured a unique interior that married a backstage feel with alley aesthetics, using furniture that mimicked the era's style, including guitar pick-shaped tables and chairs adorned with faux leather and metal studs. This venue was not just about its decor. It was a dynamic nightlife spot where guests could enjoy classic rock tunes and music videos starting at 8 p.m. each night. The atmosphere was further amplified by leather and lace-clad servers performing dance routines to iconic songs, creating a nostalgically immersive experience for attendees. The Bourbon Room was a venue that went along with the Rock of Ages show at Venetian. Kind of like how Revolution Lounge at Mirage was there because of Beatles, Love. When Rock of Ages closed at Venetian, soon to follow was the Bourbon Room. It got extended for a couple of months, but soon, it too was gone. I had visited a couple of times before it closed. I enjoyed the atmosphere, and it felt like the only place in Las Vegas where having a Bartles and James felt right. There were rumors that the venue would move elsewhere, but that was quickly debunked. The Bourbon Room's Zo Drink menu had an extensive selection of 60 bourbons, including unique single-barrel options and signature cocktails. Highlights included the Perfect Date, a cocktail made with date-infused Woodford Reserve bourbon, and the Mint Julep from Hell, a spicy take on the classic with jalapeno-infused bourbon. These offerings underscored the venue's commitment to providing a distinctive, quality drinking experience. Bourbon Room, to the Dorsey, to Juliet. Despite its popularity and unique offerings, it was replaced by the Dorsey Lounge, which continued the tradition of sophisticated nightlife and looked like a library while doing so, but has since closed down as well. Now, the space is occupied by Juliet Cocktail Room. It has a Victorian-inspired setting named after the exquisite Juliet Rose. This venue aims to blend opulence with a welcoming atmosphere. It's cute, but it's no Bourbon Room. The Bourbon Room leaves behind memories in the hearts of the Vegas enthusiasts. Although new venues replace the space, none truly replace the spirit of Bourbon Room.
At one point during the pandemic, the Cosmopolitan had the best offers. I started frequenting this Vegas Strip property more often than the nearby casinos. The Cosmopolitan has been my favorite Vegas Strip casino since opening in 2010. In that time, I've probably eaten at 90% of the restaurants that have existed at the property. Jose Andres is one of my favorite chefs for a variety of reasons. I try almost any restaurant he opens in Las Vegas. Bazaar Meat at Sahara is one of my favorite restaurants in Las Vegas. It's more than just a steakhouse, and it's fantastic. I've had some of my favorite meals at Bazaar. Haleo at the Cosmopolitan has jumped to number 2 in my Andres rankings over the past year. My infatuation with Haleo might be a good example to restaurant operators to offer fair, happy hour deals. I'm a simple person and enjoy a lot of the things I like often. After using the food credits to experiment with various places to eat and drink, I've become obsessed with Haleo. You may have seen pictures on Twitter or Instagram. Sangria Hour at Haleo Sangria Hour is a staple at Haleo restaurants around the country. It's just one of the many happy hour options at the Cosmopolitan. Happy hour deals give the faux fancy people like me a chance to sample food at restaurants we might normally not visit. This allows us a chance to eat and drink at the bar without being committed to a full meal. If the small plates are good enough, I'll step up to the full menu. I once heard someone say, "I'm not a foodie, I just like to eat." That describes me pretty well, even though I do like some foodie-type foods. Haleo wasn't much of a focal point for me when I started my monthly visits to the Cosmopolitan more than a year ago. However, one day I was in the mood for sangria and decided to grab multiple drinks and a snack. Now I visit Haleo regularly and order items beyond the smaller options on the Sangria Hour menu. My visits to Haleo started with a thirst for discounted sangria and now include normal full-price menu items. I usually visit solo or with one person, and we sit at the bar. The service is always good and quick, no matter who's working. It helps that these Sangria Hour visits are before most people are ready for dinner. All of the dishes are small and made for sharing, except for the mini pepito. That's too small to share, but it's so damn good. 6 ounces of steak is a fun dish to share, and even better to eat alone. The prices aren't exactly cheap, but they're not expensive due to the size of each item. Paying less than $50 for dinner and a drink on the Vegas Strip isn't bad for food of this quality. My weekly food credit covers most of the cost when I'm solo. Great way to start the night. Sangria Hour, really any happy hour, is a good early light yet filling meal. This helps get me through the night without feeling weighed down. Going to Sangria Hour at Haleo probably only saves me a few dollars now. However, it works perfectly for my early to rise body clock that is ready for some kind of snack around 4 or 5 p.m. Looking back, I wish I learned about happy hour when I first started visiting Las Vegas. First, discounted food and drink are great. Second, exploring different food is fun. Lastly, having a solid foundation in place for a night of Las Vegas without disruption is perfection. There are so many solid happy hour deals around Las Vegas. Some deals are better than others, but they're available all over. In addition to the Cosmopolitan happy hour deals, I've found some great options at the Caesars Palace Forum Shops. There are plenty deals available on and off the Vegas Strip. Feel free to leave a comment with your favorite happy hour deals in Las Vegas. Airlines have been in the news recently. That's rarely a good thing. When was the last time you saw a headline that read, "Airline completely satisfies customer"? Still, they do manage to read the room correctly once in a while, something we've seen with recent airline family seating policy changes. Oddly, the positive news came from two airlines that are not known for customer service, United and Frontier. United is particularly generous. I guess when the president addresses junk fees in the State of the Union, airlines listen. To be fair, other airlines such as American and Alaska offer very similar policies but haven't gotten the publicity. Still, it's not easy to figure out whether you can sit next to your kids on the flight. The DOT even created a dashboard, but there are plenty of holes. So we're putting together a somewhat more complete guide to help you choose. Of course, policies vary by airline, type of ticket, and occasionally even by the representative that you speak with. When in doubt, hang up and call again. How to get the seats you want every time. Except for Southwest Airlines, every airline allows you to choose seats ahead of time. Of course, they may charge you, particularly if you don't have elite status or buy the no-frills fares. Is that fair? Doesn't matter, because seat assignments are now revenue generators. Here's who gets it right and who doesn't. Note: these policies change frequently, so verify with your airline before you book. I've taken a look at all the details of each airline's family seating policy and tried to break out what they mean. I say tried because they don't always make it easy to understand, and let's face it, what might happen in policy could be very different from what you get. American, for the most part, they make it doable. Children 14 and under sit next to an adult for free, subject to a few conditions, the most onerous of which is that the seats have to be available at the time of booking. Alaska. The policy is very similar to Americans above, although they make it applicable to children 13 and younger. Delta. You'll get nothing and you'll like it. Delta says that they will attempt to seat you together, but makes no guarantees. Frontier. I give Frontier bonus points because as an ultra-low-cost carrier that typically charges for, well, everything, they'll assign you and your minor together before check-in, which matters for an airline that charges for advanced seat assignments. JetBlue, the typically family-friendly airline, isn't so friendly when it comes to seating. They say they'll try to put you together, but are unwilling to make any guarantees. Southwest, you'll get early boarding between groups A and B if you have a child 6 or younger. Other than that, well, buy up to board early. Spirit, a more typical ultra-low-cost carrier, Spirit won't guarantee you anything. Be sure to pay for your seat assignments. United, winner of the Above and Beyond Award. United will automatically look for free seats together, and if not available, will bump you and your child up to preferred seats. If no adjacent seats are available, they'll allow you to switch to a different flight for free. And there you have it. But as I mentioned above, the best way to guarantee that you will be sitting where you want to sit is to choose your seats ahead of time and not rely on the integrity of your airline's family seating policy.
It's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, TravelZork.travel. Be sure to hit us up at TravelZork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation, not just to Las Vegas, but anywhere in the world. And be sure to find us on social media. You can find us easily, so hit us up. All social media are at TravelZork. We'll see you next time.